Today, while visiting China, Admiral Mike Mullen, chair of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that country has arrived as a world power. Well, we have a story that is off that headline. For decades during the 20th century, young women left their villages in rural southern China to work overseas, many settling in Singapore. They've been called China's first feminists. They sent all their wages home to their families, took up citizenship. Most of them never married. Now elderly and frail, many have returned to the country they left as teenagers, and with the help of local officials are trying to become Chinese citizens again. The BBC's Chris Hogg reports from the southern Chinese province of Guangdong.
Seated around a mahjong table, four elderly ladies spreading out the tiles for a new round of the game. They call themselves the Gutai. It's a name given to the women who left China in their teens to work abroad. Now they're in their 80s and 90s, and after decades of hard work overseas, can relax. This building was built in the 1950s as a home for the returning Gutai. Traditionally, once they'd left their families for work, they weren't allowed back into their own homes, so they had nowhere to live when they came back to China.
Every single house here has a Gutai. We helped each other set up the journeys. We all went overseas. There were so many of us.
Huang Lia is 86. Her body's bent over, but her eyes are still bright.
Once you got married, you had to give birth to children. You had to endure a hard life in the house. Unmarried, we had freedom. All of us were the same. We weren't forced to do it. We just went overseas to earn money.
The women grew up in the countryside. There were no factories here at that time, no jobs for them. Uyang Huanyuan's in her 80s now. She spends her days watching television with her nephews and nieces, but she still remembers that first trip across the sea to Singapore.
There were 7 or 8 of us. We just got on the boat and took care of ourselves. Those who had written to someone before they arrived were picked up, but I hadn't. So there was nobody to collect me. Eventually, I met a woman in an alley. I told her my mother was dead. If you treat me well, I will treat you well too. No problem at all, right?
The Gutai community flourished in the city-state. Uyang Huanyuan ended up working for Singapore's prime minister. But like many of her Gutai sisters, after years of living abroad as a maid, she's returned to her home village and life in rural China.
I can't love two countries, can I? I was determined to come back and determined to get my residency back. I can only love one country.
It hasn't been easy to get the Gutai at their Chinese residency. Few records survive from when they left. It's important, though. It makes it easier for them to get the help and the health care they need now that they're so frail. The young Communist Party official who's been helping them, Uyang Yandi, says the effort involved is worth it.
I admire them. They are a group of extraordinary women. They gave up marriages when they were young, got rid of the burden of marriage, and travelled abroad to work. They worked for rich people as maids, sent money back to their home villages, paid for building work in those villages. Their contribution was huge. Their spirit should be a lesson to people.
Uyang Huanyuan likes to show visitors the photos of her employer and his family. She's lucky. The identity papers have come through. She's now a Chinese citizen again and can get access to the care she needs. Other Gutai haven't been so fortunate. Some have died before the process could be completed. And a handful are still waiting for what is now their only dream, to become Chinese again.